you. Hey, hello?
Cooper, right?
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Why?
So Christmas, we went to my parents. You know, everybody dreads that. It's like, because nobody gets along with anybody. It's just a weird thing. And everybody gets hammered drunk. Mm-hmm. Everybody. So even mom.
Drunk?
Even mom. By the time we get there, she's hammered. Hammered.
Wow.
So before we... So I went in and helped mom cook a bunch of stuff. And my brother took me to the side and took me out to the garage.
Uh-oh. For what? Are you in trouble?
He goes, can I talk to you? So we went out to the garage and he goes, God only knows what's coming next. You know, because we haven't said, I don't know, 5 words to each other in 10 years.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, we don't talk. We just go, hey, and hey, and that's all we get. He goes, I'm going to man up. It's been many years. We haven't talked. It's all been my fault. It started with this one thing. I was hammered drunk. I just wanted to apologize and tell you I love you and life is too short. And he went through this whole thing. I was like, where did that come from? So
were you like, fuck off? Or you like, okay?
No, I was like, dude, thanks. I mean,
well,
now that I don't know why he did it. I don't know. Because the parents are getting older. I don't know. But it was nice. I would have never taken that step. That part of me doesn't live in me.
Me neither. Yeah, me neither. But wait, so are you guys going to be like friends now? Or is it just to make it more comfortable when you see him again? I mean, do you have plans? Are you going Harley riding next weekend? Like, what are you doing?
No, I mean, we still have zero in common. So we said probably 14 things more to each other than we did in the past 14 years. So we got along. He got hammered drunk and... I'm just like, okay, we stayed a little bit longer. Everybody was nice.
Wow.
It was weird.
It's a Christmas miracle.
That's what it was. And everybody got along. Everybody was happy. It was crazy. Yeah, there's something going on. I don't know. I still don't trust him. I don't know the underlying. His wife talked to us, which she never talks to. It was a whole thing. His kids talked to us. They never talked to us.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they all had a meeting and before we showed up and said, we have to be nice to them. I don't know. It was weird. It hit me out of left field. What do I do?
I wonder if are they suddenly like religious? Did they go to part of some weird cult or something now all of a sudden?
No. No, I just think we're getting older and... Why should we carry this on? And he started it. You know?
Yeah, but why would it matter that you're getting older? I mean, I haven't spoken to my biological father or my two brothers for going on 30 years now. And if either one of them called me and said, let's bury the hatchet, I'd be like, in your head. No. There's nothing they can say to me at this point that I would ever want them back in my life. Nothing. There's nothing they could. Well, there was one thing they can say. Dad died and left you $1 million.
Right.
That they could say.
But
that'd be okay.
Nothing was said or done that couldn't have, that never crossed the line that we couldn't come back from. I mean, he talked some smack 1 year, like 10 years ago.
Yeah. What started it?
What started it was my son, every time my youngest son goes there, because he's an IT person, they put him to work. Something's wrong with the computer. It happens every house he goes to.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we need to put him on retainer. And that's what I told him. I said, the whole family needs a family retainer. You just come in and fix our stuff. So 1 year, this is before he really got an IT, but he knew computers. So my father has all the passwords to everything written down on this piece of paper. To Netflix.
Of course he does.
To Netflix.
That's such an old guy thing.
Everything's on this one piece of paper.
On a post-it.
And it's handwritten, you know.
Of course,
password. To Windstream, here's the password. To Amazon, here's the password. So he was having problems with probably Windstream. Who knows? He's the last person to have Windstream. So my son goes over there. He takes the paper and he's you know, playing with the computer and all that. My brother said he's stealing passwords.
Oh, my God.
He's going to steal. He's stealing passwords. He's going to take all your money. That's where it started.
Yeah. Which is the stupidest thing in the, yeah, the grandchild is coming in to steal the tens of dollars that your parents have.
Yeah.
They're millionaires. They don't have a lot.
I saw him take his phone and probably take a video of all the passwords. He's stealing passwords. He's got your bank account information, and he was hammered drunk. So he brought this up and I was like, tell him to come to my house and tell me this. Even my son wanted to fight him. He's like, I'm going to beat his ass. So that's where it started. But I said, you know what? Ever since then, I haven't thought twice about it. I really haven't.
Wait, so you didn't confront him during that time?
No.
Like when he said that, you didn't get in his face and say that to my face?
I see him 3 hours a year.
Right.
You know, I don't want to even get involved in that. Just, you can say what you want. I don't care.
Okay.
But he was the man to come up to me and say it was wrong. He apologized. He was sorry.
How many years did it take him to do that?
10 years.
Wow.
So 10 years have went by that we had nothing to do with each other.
So do you feel differently about him now? Have you forgiven him? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought. Right. And the funny thing is my wife's flipping out because she texts me and she goes, what's going on with Jeff? Why did he take you to the garage? You know, what's happening?
Beat you up.
Yeah, I mean, she had no idea what was going on. I was like, it's fine. I'll tell you later. Don't worry about it. Everything's good. And
then the wife started being nice, too.
The wife was great. She took the wife outside and the kids outside and talked to them. And they had a great time talking about cars and whatever wives talk about. I don't know. Talk about the shoes and wife things. I don't know.
Okay.
It was strange. Christmas miracle.
How many vacuums do you have? That's what they talk about. I have one on every room.
They did that. They were talking about the Roombas. So your Roomba takes a photo of dog poo? Yes. Oh, I got to get that Roomba. We have three of them. Oh, really? We only have one. Now we have to go buy two more to keep up with them. They were talking about that. So. Well. Yeah, it's the most we talked to the family in 10 years.
Well, that's great. I'm happy for you. I think it sounds like you, you know, had a very unexpected holiday.
Yeah, that was a good Christmas present. Thank you. So, wasn't expecting it.
Good for you for not holding a grudge. Good for you for accepting an apology. It's tough to do. I guess it depends on where it comes from. I mean, I had the same situation. One of my very best friends in the whole wide world, my best friend. I had a boyfriend. Then I was engaged. She was single and she was single and she was single. And she was very resentful because all she wanted was to be married. That's all she wanted. And I had this great guy at the time. It was my ex-husband. And I don't know, for some reason, there was something. Remember, somebody had said to me at the time, just because you don't have everything you want doesn't mean you don't have everything she wants.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. So we were at an Oscar party and we were doing this thing. We were doing the, you know, where you like have a ballot or whatever. And we were stupid. Like everybody put money in. So the person that won at the end of the night won like $200. It was a big deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you write in who's going to win. It was the year that Spirited Away won an Oscar. And I didn't know the name of it. I wrote the spirited movie. Because I didn't remember the name of it. Of course, that year, there was a second movie in that category called Spirit.
Right.
Which I didn't know. It was like some, I don't know, foreign film or animated or whatever it was. So I meant Spirited Away because that was the big film that did really well. I never heard of like whatever the other movie was, like Spirit the Wonder Horse or The Spirit. I don't even know what it was. So we had a huge fight over that. And the guy whose house it was ruled on what he was the judge. He ruled that I meant Spirited Away. So I win that category.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was like halfway in the middle. In the end, of course, what happened was I beat her by one.
Oh.
She wins every year. I beat her by one. So I won that year. And the only thing that was sort of hanging over my head was that Spirited thing. So she takes the money and she comes in and she throws it in my face. She goes, "Here's your effing winnings," and threw it in my face.
Because you cheated.
I didn't cheat. I said, "Linda, I'll split it with you. Let's just split it. I don't care. Like, it's just, I'm not going to lose a friend over this stupid thing. Like, let's just, because let's say I didn't get the spirit one. Then we would have tied and we'd split the money anyway. Let's just split the money." No, you won fair and square, according to Woody, because he ruled. And we had a huge blow up. I ended up taking my new fiance by the hand and going, "We're getting out of here. Thank you very much, Woody and Juan. Thanks for having us." And we got the heck out of there. And that was it. She and I never spoke again. This was my best friend, my ride or die. We spent summers together. We vacationed together. We worked together many times at the same job. Like, she was my total ride or die. We completely stopped talking. Cut to years later, like maybe 10 years later, I'm walking down the street. A door opens to a restaurant and out walks her and her now husband.
Mm-hmm.
They literally bumped into us, like literally, like we were walking and they were walking and we almost collided. And instead of, I couldn't ignore her. It was obvious we were seeing each other. We couldn't be like, sorry, bye, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she said, "I've been meaning to call you." She's like, "Do you have a second?" And she pulled me aside while the guys talked. I was with Joe by now. And she said, "I was so stupid. I was jealous. It was 100% me. This has been weighing on me for all these years. I kept thinking I was going to call you at some point and apologize. And then I didn't. And then I would think I would do it again. And then I wouldn't. And now that I'm seeing you, it's time. I just want you to know that I'm so sorry." She took full responsibility.
Mm.
And we exchanged numbers. And now she's my best friend again.
Oh, I thought the story was going to be, and I said, "Screw you, bitch."
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's like, you got to think for a second, did I really like this person to begin with?
Right.
Because I've had this before with other people, and they're like, "I'm so sorry I messed up." I'm like, "Yeah, sucks for you. I'm not interested in this friendship. You did the right thing. Like, right. I'm glad this is over." I really missed her, and I thought about her a lot over the years, and I thought, what a stupid way to break up a friendship. It's not like anything really happened. I mean, we had a fight at an Oscar party over Spirited Away. Mm. And like, and years after that, if anybody ever brought up the movie Spirited Away, I was like triggered by it. I was like, don't mention that movie. Ah. I'd freak out. Like, I lost a friend over this. But so I know what you mean when you're in that moment and the person gives you a heartfelt, genuine, real apology.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, "Yeah, I'm there. I'm with you."
And it was Christmas.
And I thought, you know, and it was, well, for you, it was Christmas. For me, I just, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends, so I needed more.
It would have been really bad to go in the house following that and shoot down him and then walk back into the house. That would have been bad.
"Screw you," and then walk in the house and be like, "Okay, what's for dinner?"
Time to pray. Because that was the next thing, was the prayer for the food as we walked in. So that would have been very strange.
Look at you and I embracing forgiveness.